Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Nerd Tweeting in a Movie Podcast. I am your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you so much for joining me. I feel like it's been forever since I did a true podcast episode. I've been doing mostly interviews or been so busy that I actually took a couple of weeks here and there off because I've been doing a lot of things outside of the podcast. For those of you who don't know, of course, I'm a seller on Whatnot, joined forces with a whole bunch of other great sellers. And we do, you know, we were the first people to do Throwdown Thursday. And then now we have Flex Friday. And we've done some really great things working with each other and trying to, let's say even out the playing field. But yeah, it's been crazy. Besides the selling comics, I also, you know, work a full-time job, and I have officially, I've been saying it for a while and I was gonna do it, but officially I have started my comic. It is unnamed at the moment. I still don't know what I'm gonna call it. It is a zombie series, the first book of the zombie series. It's going to be multiple individual stories being told simultaneously and intertwining. Be honest with you, I think I'm going to be able to make Walking Dead look like a fucking nursery rhyme. But that's neither here nor there. I've been working on I'll be having my very first Nerdtween collectibles, Nerdtween comics, whichever one you want to call it, exclusive in the works. So I'm really excited about that. There's been a lot of really big things going on all over the place right now. So it's been a while since I've spoken to you guys. So I want to say again, obviously, thank you. If you're listening to this on, you know, iHeartRadio, Spotify, whatever it is, just give me a follow, subscribe, like whatever the algorithm dictates is the proper method. Because I got some great content. I keep predicting things, and I'm going to get into a little bit of my predictions moving forward for what we got from later on the episode. I'm going to do a Disney Plus Day summary. At this point, by the time this episode drops, everyone's already put out their breakdowns and everything. I'm not going to go into a breakdown. I'm just not. There's just no way that it has been covered yet. I will say my thoughts on that later. But I really appreciate anyone who listens to my podcast on a regular. It means the world to me. I'm going to start doing lives a lot more on Instagram through my Marvel 2K21 account. I've officially launched the Nerdtween collectibles page as well on Instagram. We got some real big things in the works. So definitely stay tuned. Now, I say all that to bring up something that I feel has gone unsaid in the nerd community. We are a community. We're a family. We look out for each other. We try, at least on the surface, let's just say that, to do what's best for the community more than just ourselves. Now, as always, of course, there's definitely exceptions to that rule, but that's not what we're talking about here. What I want to talk about yet again is leaks and spoilers. Now, as you obviously know, if you're listening to this podcast, I am one of those people who seeks out leaks. I'm one of those people who literally will get tips from someone I know who's been pretty on point so far, and make, you know, spec buys on comics, stuff like that. But I observe a 48-hour spoiler ban. I don't really give a crap what anyone has to say. This is my show. I do what I want. So I feel, though, that it's not fair to the regular, just people who are just nerds. Like, not ones that look, like, they'll go type in Spider-Man No Way Home leaks or something along those lines. They're just scrolling through their social media and boom, they just got spoiled. Some set photo, I don't know if it's set photos or trailer photos were leaked last week, I believe it was. And I mean, it's gotten to the point where you can't go on social media anymore if you are not a scooper, if you're not a someone who looks for spoilers. Like me personally, I this will be a hill that I am very happy to die on. I will, no matter what, I will not post spoiler stuff 48 hours until 40 hours is up. I lose followers because of that. I don't get all of the trending hype because of that, and I'm okay with that. That's not who I am. That is not who we should be. And, you know, and it's ironic, in my experience, the comic book community is one of the best on social media. And I have time and time again stated how much more fulfilling and happy I am in this community rather than when I was in a Star Wars community on Facebook. Now, granted, Facebook at the time was maybe a little bit different than what we're looking at now on Instagram, but it's the same general idea, nerd community. When The Mandalorian drops, there's a 48-hour spoiler ban. Like, I when Luke showed up, I did not see one single spoiler. Now, granted, that's just on my feed. I'm sure they were out there. But they were not blasted on every single meme and fact and news accounts there are. I just don't understand why we feel the need to spoil everything. Like, let's put it this way. All right. Like, I was not in any rush to go see Venom 2. I wasn't. I just wasn't. I didn't feel like it was going to live up to my high expectations. Carnage is one of my all-time favorite characters. Even before I realized why. I mean, like, it's I just love that red and black, like, swords. I just love that. Because early Venom wasn't really like that, you know? I mean, later on, Venom was able to grow, like, wings and shit like that. But, like, early on, it was just, you know, webs in his fists. But here comes Carnage with freaking size on his arms. And I'm like, yeah, that's freaking cool. One of the first major storyline events I can remember is the Maximum Carnage. I remember having, I wish I still had all those books. I know I had them at one point, and I don't know what happened to them. Oh, it sucks. But I digress. The day before the movie was even out in theaters, I had seen the post-credit scene already. And I didn't even look too hard. Like, I mean, I got a link for it, like, within probably, like I said, it was the day before around lunchtime. I got the notification that I had something I could look at, and then, you know, I go look at it through the sources, and okay, interesting. Then I go fact check that with a couple of people, like, hey, is this real? Like, and then there's people like, yeah, it is. And I just don't understand why everyone felt the need to post all that shit. Or another great example is the teaser trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. The night before, a not finished VFX trailer was dropped, so we all got to see that crap before we got to see it the next day. And don't get me wrong, I could be, someone could literally hand me the script to Spider-Man No Way Home. I could read it and be like, I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm still going to go in there and enjoy the hell of that movie. I just do. I know I am. Like, I'm not, I wasn't even a big Spider-Man fan as a kid. Like, I liked Spider-Man, don't get me wrong, but, like, he was just a cool character. He was one of my favorites. I always leaned for the human characters, like, you know, the Frank Castle or, like, Batman or Nightwing. And then, of course, Wolverine gets a little pass because he's short and hairy just like me. but I digress again. But I've been a real fan of these Spider-Man movies. The original Sam Raimi trilogy, I'm sorry, is not as good as everyone says it is, in my opinion. These 40-year-old looking people who are trying to play high school students. It didn't work at all, in my opinion. But I mean, in my, so the way I look at it is that the villains were so, it's the same argument I have about Dark Knight. Dark Knight is a great movie, not because Christian Bale, not because of anything else in that movie, but Heath Ledger's performance. It's so iconic that everything around him looked that much better. He was delivering a masterful performance, and that affected the way we looked at the entire picture. In my opinion, it's the same exact thing when it comes to Spider-Man 1 and 2. I enjoy watching them. Do not get me wrong. And I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate messages, if any. Who knows if anyone's going to listen to this, but whatever. I didn't buy Tobey Maguire as a high school student. That came out when I was in high school. I know if I saw someone like what Tobey Maguire looked like walk into my high school, I'd been like, hey, someone's dad is here. I would never think that kid was that guy was a student, ever. Seriously. But again, Willem Dafoe and Alfred Molina provided two absolutely iconic portrayals of two of the greatest villains in all of comic book history. Green Goblin, Doc Ock, in case you didn't know, obviously. And now they're returning for Spider-Man No Way Home. So I'm loving that. But like, I'm not sure that the movies as a whole were that good because of Tobey Maguire. Because think about it, when they in the third movie, when they had Venom as the main villain, it was not done well, and it is a very, let's just say, not appreciated rendition of the Spider-Man brand. And you can make the case that's because they threw too many villains in, blah, blah, blah. But guess what's happening right now? I mean, we're all super hype about Spider-Man No Way Home. And we're literally getting like five villains in this movie. So you can't play that, well, it's because they had too many people in the movie. You can say, what about Endgame? What about Infinity War? Civil War. Sorry, you're wrong. That's not why it was bad. It was because that one villain that was supposed to be the hook, line, and sinker, like the first two movies were, didn't nail, didn't hit. And granted, we're going to get another one of those villains from that trilogy as well. Sandman is coming back for No Way Home as well. And then you have The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. Like, I actually liked that those movies, even though the second one was pretty bad. And I'm going to pause with this and to state again to make sure everyone understands. There's a difference between a movie being good and you enjoying it. Green Lantern is one of the worst movies of all time, but I enjoy the hell out of it. I love Ryan Reynolds, and I don't know, something about it just lets... I have the director's cut in my closet right now. The director's cut Blu-ray edition. I bought it. Doesn't make it a good movie. Same thing with Batman vs. Superman. I'm sorry. It's not a good movie. You can enjoy it. I like a lot of things about it, but it is not a good movie. I'll give you that, because I know someone's going to say, well, what about the Ultimate Cut? Yeah, the Ultimate Cut was better. It was better. It wasn't great. Again, was not great. And why? Because the villain sucked. I love, I can't think of his name. The guy who played Lex Luthor. I'm drawing a blank. I didn't buy it. So, and then you had this like comical freaking cave troll looking Darkseid. Doomsday, it just... Martha! It just didn't work. And it wasn't because there was too many people in the movie. It was because they didn't do it well. Whether you want to blame the writers, the directors, the studio for cutting it, whatever. And then you think about what we're getting now. Do you think really, like, sit there and think, listen, and think about what I'm saying here. Wouldn't it be better to go in, not necessarily blind, but not spoiled? Trailers, set, set photos that can definitely be spoilers. I mean, I saw pictures of from Falcon and the Winter Soldier in the final fight scene before the show even started, because they were shot in Atlanta, and I actually got some clips from people who were living in Atlanta. But again, I didn't go reporting it. I showed the clip. Yeah, I mean I took a screenshot and I showed that and said, all I said was, set photos from Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Take with them what you will. I don't know if there wasn't really enough to really see anything. All you could see was that it was Captain America. It was we now know that it was what's his name? John Walker fighting against the Flag Smashers. Because we couldn't really tell what it was. We just saw the shield and, you know. But, again, why do we, like, is your nerd fame worth that to you? Your integrity? It's not to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have no problem admitting I've taken some shortcuts. My big Marvel count, I didn't build that up from the ground up. I got it like that. And just made. I started making my own content. No shame. It's a business. All this is, and that's what I'm saying. Like, just because you're quote unquote successful as a influencer or whatever you want to call it, is that good enough for you? Because I'd rather scrape by than compromise my integrity by saying something I don't believe or ruining someone's experience, you know, something along those lines. Because, you know, if you post things when things are trending, you know, you get more views and you can easily post something that would ruin someone's day. And I refuse to do that. I just can't. Like, that's not something that I would want on to happen to me. So there's nothing that's going to make me want to do it to them. To you. To all of you listening. Or anyone who's on any of my pages. I mean, there's not for nothing 13,000 followers on my Marvel account. So, I have a wide fan base. It might sound cocky, but at this point, I guess I have the right. But please, like, if anyone hears this, can we just agree to not spoil things for people anymore? Like, it's getting out of hand. Like, I guarantee you, what I saw, those leaks that have been, like, try to be hidden from everyone. Once stuff like that gets out, it changes the feel for the movie. It could even affect the box office. It could affect pay for the actors for portraying the role that we love. Or even making more movies like this in the future. So just think about that. When you go to post a leak or a spoiler or something that what you think might get you more clicks or, you know, something that's whatever's trending just so you can get more eyes and do and possibly ruin someone's day. Like, I was talking to one of my friends and they were like, hey, man, are those pictures true? And I immediately knew what they were talking about. I was like, if you're talking about Spider-Man, to what I'm being told, yes. And it sucks that people are like literally like, they're like, I literally logged on Instagram, the first image on my phone were the two leaked images. Now, if those are Photoshop, then like, good job. Whoever did that, got us all in a frenzy over nothing. That'd be awesome, but also not so good because what's in them is potentially awesome. I don't know. I guess, like I said, this is the hill I am most gladly ready to die on. I'm Aragorn. There will be a day where the courage of men fail, but it is not this day. This day we fight, and I'm here trying to fight for the little people who are. And that's not a short joke, for the record. I'm short, so that wasn't a short joke. just saying, we really need to do better as a community to save the fans. Because if you're listening to this and you're an influencer or someone with a podcast or anything like that, someone who has a voice and has a fan base or an Instagram page, whatever you got, do your fans a favor and don't spoil things. If you're gonna, if you feel the absolute incessant need to spoil something, just put a spoiler warning. It's not that hard to have a pre-made spoiler warning image that you can just copy a couple of them into one special folder, line up three or four of them, throw your spoiler after that. Warnings is saying, keep scrolling at your own risk, spoiler ahead. I'm okay with that. I don't agree with that. And of course, my opinion doesn't absolutely, does not matter to 99% of people who might listen to this, or 99% of people who don't listen to this, whatever you want, however you want to look at that. I think that it's what we need to do. Okay. I think we need to stop spoiling things, but that's my little freestyle rant about that. Cause I hope we can do better. Like I said, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsor of the episode and of the podcast. It's not really official that they're the official sponsor of the podcast as of yet, but they're the only one who has become a sponsor as of this moment. And then I'm going to break down my thoughts and some of the big reveals from Disney Plus Day 2021. Stay tuned.
This episode sponsored by DuffyBoysComics.com. Vicious Circle Halloween Special 2021. Duffy Boy Exclusive. Now available. Limited to 300 prints. DuffyBoysComics.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for sticking around, because this is what you really wanted. You didn't really care about my rant about spoilers or anything like that, or about my whatnot sales. That's not what you wanted. You wanted Disney Plus Day 2021 reaction, spoilers, whatever you want to call it. Now, we didn't get that much, really. They did give us a new in-depth clip, like a extended clip, I'd rather say, for Hawkeye. The more and more they show me, the happier I get. We got to see Echo a little bit longer. We only got to see like a brief couple seconds of her face. Echo's a huge character that has ties to Daredevil, just to name one particular person that would come into interest, as well as Wilson Fisk, Kingpin, who is supposedly going to be reprising, will be played once again by Vincent D'Onofrio from the Daredevil series. And if the leaks from Spider-Man No Way Home are true, which, side note, we will be getting a trailer guaranteed on Tuesday, this Tuesday, which is, I didn't put this down, Tuesday the 23rd of November, we are getting the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. Sony announced it, so you don't have to take that with a grain of salt. That is happening. So just for the record, No Way Home Tuesday. And okay, so Disney Plus Day was not what I expected. I was truly hoping for more of like a DC fandom, where they had a whole bunch of just nonstop trailers and stuff like that, like rolling in the schedule, and they didn't. They just kind of just uploaded everything, and you could just look at it as you want. Honestly, it took me a second to realize what I needed to look at to understand, to figure out where everything was. But we did also get, you know, a sneak peek at Moon Knight as well as She-Hulk. I have my reservations about both those shows, predominantly because of the casting. I think they, now I don't know much about the actress that they are, that is playing Jennifer Walters. All I know is that they definitely missed on the perfect casting, which would have been Allison Brie from Community and so many other great things. She'd have been perfect. Absolutely perfect. And Glow, I mean, look at what she did with Glow. I'm telling you, that would have been the best casting they could have ever done. And I personally, while I love Oscar Isaac as a actor, and I don't really have a problem with him per se, but I do not like him casted as Moon Knight because he's not Jewish. Moon Knight should be. I know the character probably will be, but people say, when I've said this before, that, well, he looks Jewish. First of all, what the hell does that mean? I mean, you know what I mean? Like that right there is the problem. So, like, and my example would be, if it was anything else besides him being, the character being Jewish, it would be a problem. Like, let's say, oh, I don't know, they casted Miss Marvel and she was not of the correct nationality. Let's say she was from Mexico, but she looked close enough, right? That's okay. It's not. And that's my point. Because as I said that, I'm sure you were like, ooh, did he really just say that? Exactly. That's my point. For me, it hits too close to home yet again, because Marvel always talks about inclusion and everything. They've done a fairly decent job of that, I have to admit, you know, with the Eternals. And obviously, Miss Marvel getting her own show, Kamala Khan, Echo, for instance, Ironheart. You know, these are all powerful women of different diversity, different nationalities and ethnicities. And they even have a couple, now they finally have, you know, like there's a deaf superhero, and there's a, I mean, they haven't come out in basic, I think the actress has said that Valkyrie is bisexual, but I don't know if that's actually been, like, confirmed or anything like that in the MCU. Honestly, I can't remember that at this point. But if it was anything else besides the character's religion, I think there's not enough religious representation in the MCU besides the main one. I'm not going to try to offend anyone, that you see, you know, in the symbolism throughout all of Western culture. But I digress. Like I said, I have a little bit of a problem with Moon Knight. Pretty much the only Jewish superhero that I can think of not being played by a Jewish actor. So, and that's my take on that. So I'm not going to really talk too much about Moon Knight because I'm reserving judgment. I'm not going to bash the show. I'm not going to boycott it. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I don't know if it, I mean, doesn't really matter if I did any of that. No one would give a crap anyways. But what I say that to say that I'm open to being blown away. Again, it just kind of seems like I'm getting ignored. You know, like my people are getting ignored. So that's my take on that. But we did get a lot of amazing news. Like the biggest news, in my opinion, is the return of X-Men. We've got confirmation, which I initially reported months ago, that I was hearing rumors that they're bringing back the animated series. I'm going to have to look back on my podcast and figure out exactly when I said it, because I've been saying this for a while, that X-Men number one that's attached to the series, the first appearance of Morph, I believe, as well, is what it is in the comics, because Morph was originally from the animated series alone. I had like five of those, and I've sold a whole bunch of them, all five of them, to be honest with you, at my Whatnot auctions. Be like, listen, you're welcome. You got this for cheap. You're welcome, because I know it's coming. I didn't know it was going to be called X-Men 97. I didn't expect it to be announced this soon, but I definitely saw that coming. Next one that is really, I found really interesting, was Spider-Man Freshman Year. So it's going to be an animated series that is going to connect to the MCU. How much is yet to be seen? We also don't know which version of Spider-Man this might be. You know, I mean, I didn't get any inclination that it has to be Peter Parker. You know, it might be the like pseudo introduction to Miles Morales. I wouldn't mind that. And I know a lot of people wouldn't mind that at all. We also did get confirmation of the Marvel Zombies animated spinoff series, which I definitely think is going to be interesting. I did think watching What If that they set something up to return to that storyline, at least maybe that timeline per se, because Thanos is just sitting there waiting with the Infinity Gauntlet and they're flying the Mind Stone to him. That was never resolved. You know what I mean? We never got to see what happened with that. So, and you know, a lot of people reporting, they're like, hey, I think they're doing this because, you know, it's the zombie episode was so successful. You know, even Thor was like, I love zombies. But no, I think they've been playing this from the get-go. Because, like I said, that was an open-ended episode that never was closed. So stay tuned. I bet you that's exactly where the Marvel Zombies will initially pick up. We also did get a first look at Nick Fury from Secret Invasion. He looks mangled. He looks beat up. He's got long beard. He doesn't have a patch. He's got this like a blue eye. So here I was watching Everything Always with Michael Roman. excuse me, on his YouTube, and he was talking about it, and I just thought to myself, man, he's so right, because like we're all here. We go again. We're gonna go back to the theories about what when the Skrull first took over Fury, because it looks like he's been fighting a war by himself. That's what it looks like to me, at least. We also got a confirmation, obviously, Armor Wars. We knew that was happening already. Also got a new logo and confirmation, as we've already heard, of the Echo spinoff series. Obviously, we also got a new logo for Ironheart, which is, you know, obviously. I keep saying obviously a lot. It might not be obvious to some people out there. Nerdpool, you're right, my friend. I'm sorry. Ironheart is Riri Williams. They are going to debut Riri Williams in Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2, as I'm guessing someone who seeks out Shuri for guidance on how to fill the void that Iron Man left, so that she could be the new Iron Man. Like in the comics, she actually does that in the comics. You know, she becomes Iron Man and has like the yellow and gold suit, yellow and gold, red and gold suit. So I definitely foresee that as a legitimate possibility, if not almost a foregone conclusion at this point. And then one of the biggest things, I mean, we got confirmation that it was in the works, but they've officially announced it's going to be a spinoff series from WandaVision, Agatha, House of Harkness. Now, that's a really interesting topic right there, because House of Harkness, that could be so much. It could be spanning the entire life, and you know, she was a witch back in the Salem witch trials, so definitely could see a way to introduce Nathaniel Richards as well, because they're so tied to each other in the comics. But there is a great wide range of stories that you can tell with that character, especially now this is just me spitballing literally at the moment of recording. Maybe what we're going to see is different versions or maybe past events in Agatha's life as she's trapped in the in that little mental prison that Wanda put her in. I definitely have a feeling that Wanda and Agatha are both going to eventually team up with Doctor Strange to battle the true big bad of Doctor Strange 2, which is going to be Shuma-Gorath. We have been saying that here at the podcast for a while. I say we as if there's more than just me. So, all that being said, I really think that Doctor Strange 2 is being slept on a lot, and we didn't get any new information about that or Blade or any of these other titles that we were working. Oh, side note, She-Hulk. I want to say this real quick. I do really like the fact that there was a shot of, like, her in a dress. Like, because that's one thing about She-Hulk that I was worried about. They were just going to get, like, a brawn. It was going to be just a big green lawyer who just smashes things. And that's not who Jennifer Walters is. Jennifer Walters is, like, an icon. Because while when she turns into the She-Hulk, she retains her mind, her sense of who she is and things of that nature. So she'll go to, like, a gala in, like, this amazing dress. And, you know, like they show in the trailer, the little slit of green. It's like, oh, my God. She's a superhero and she's dressed is just like us. Yay. Now, the biggest disappointment for me was on the Star Wars end of Disney Plus. They hyped up a reveal from the Obi-Wan Kenobi show. And, you know, and I was just about to say, and obviously, but technically, some people probably don't know about any of the inner workings, what's going on. So they officially announced, you know, Hayden Christensen is back. They showed some clips of him training with the lightsaber. They did show some story art, which I think looks pretty cool. I'm pretty sure we're going to get one of the Nine Sisters, the Inquisitors, for sure, because they Deborah Chow, the director, actually stated, you know, there's Jedi Hunters. So I definitely think he is going to have to battle some of the Inquisitors, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, I've been postulating forever that Dr. Aphra could possibly show up here. I feel like Dr. Aphra, it's only a matter of time before that character either shows up or gets their own show. Pardon me, I had to take a swig of my tasty energy drink. Because Dr. Aphra is widely loved by so many people. And, it, you know, I spoke about this before about how I pick my spec and things. You got to look at the climate we're in. So think about it from a business standpoint. Not as a fan. Not even as a human. Think of it as a financial institution trying to make money. What sounds like it? Tell me right now that what I'm about to pitch you doesn't sound like something that a studio will jump over. All over, sorry. A female-led, okay, a strong female-led Star Wars mix. So all right, here, let me reverse. I'm going to say three things. Strong female lead, like Indiana Jones, but in space. Star Wars. Oh, wait. LGBTQ. Ding, 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 ding. We've hit the quafecta. The quartet? I don't know what we hit. But think about how marketable that is. That hits on so many popular or important subjects that it basically sells itself. Not to mention the fact that already the character has a strong following from regular fans. Not just anyone who falls into one of those check boxes that they think about when they're talking about how they're going to market this. Like, Dr. Aphra is perfect for this generation and honestly for just doing well. I mean, you got a, like I said, strong female lead who is just a genius, basically like a, and that's why I said at the beginning, Indiana Jones, but in space. She goes and finds artifacts and sells them. She has run-ins with Darth Vader. She assisted Darth Vader on numerous occasions. She actually captured Luke Skywalker at one point. She has two droids, was it BT1, I think it is. I'm drawing a blank on the name. And Triple Zero. Basically, if C-3PO and R2-D2 had the most evilest, badass, meanest cousins. That's what they are. Triple Zero is literally a torture droid. He's a black C-3PO that literally just enjoys torturing. Think about that. Think about the fun, like the antics that could be done with that. Oh, not to mention a big giant Wookiee as well. This character sells itself. So that's how I pick a lot of my spec, is I look at what would be easy to sell. And Dr. Aphra is an easy sell. So if you can, I suggest getting Darth Vader number 3. It's the first appearance of Triple Zero, as well as her other droid and Dr. Aphra, and I think a couple other people. But I actually have so far the 4th, and I just ordered today the 2nd print. So I need to obviously get the 1st and the 3rd and then the 1 and 25 to have the entire set. If you have the ability to get it, I suggest doing so. Because it's definitely going to give you a great ROI, return on investment. And then another one, a book I shouldn't be telling you this because make it harder for me to find them. Venom number 3, first appearance of Null. He's coming, period. I feel like it's long enough. I could, the post-credit scene of Venom and Thor 4 kind of solidify it for me. What Venom said about having a hive mind and the fact that Venom instantly knew Spider-Man. And the fact that we have 100% confirmation that Gore the God Butcher is going to be in Thor 4. If Gore shows up, then so does All Black the Necrosword. If All Black the Necrosword exists, then obviously so does the person that created it. Now, I'll say this. If they don't take that opportunity and bring Null to live action, Marvel's going to make a big mistake on that one. That's a definite character that you want to bring in. And I definitely think it would work so well. You just got to make sure that you get the right actor and they crush it. Like, if you get someone like Josh Brolin, who absolutely became Thanos and killed it, something like that, yeah, it could be amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, I guess, back to Obi-Wan, I was a little disappointed that we didn't get the trailer. I was really, really hoping for it, and it didn't happen. So, well, we got to wait a little longer, but I have absolute faith that Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to be everything I want and more. I know it's going to be, I'm definitely going to want more because it's only going to be one season. But, you know, you can't win them all. And that's going to wrap it up for this week, guys and gals, robots, aliens, and everything in between. I really appreciate you listening. Right now, we're at just hit the 44-minute mark, and I know how hard it is to stay that focused for that time. So I really do appreciate it. If you are listening to this and you got to this point, do me a favor. Comment something that has nothing to do with Disney Plus. It could be anything. No, that's not good. All right, let's try this. Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, go on the YouTube channel, Nerd Tween and Movie Podcast, and type in, as a comment, just type in, "Hi, Mr. J." Hi, Mr. J, as in the Joker. And I will give you a personalized shout out on the next episode. How about that? If not, rock on. No worries. This is Nerdpool Prime signing off.